Yes, my name is Irene Khalupa. I work for with the Ukrainian service, and my question is as follows. The Orange Revolution, to very many people, was a manifestation of the power of soft power, because many NGOs were involved in its organization and in its, I guess, ultimate success. However, what came in Ukraine afterwards, a dysfunctional government that has been sort of eating itself alive for the last several years, to some extent has negated that power of that soft power. And today, even some of the people that I work with in the Kyiv Bureau talk about, well, you know, sort of American money trying to force American views on us and so forth and so on, and here's the result of all of it. How do you combat that sort of, what seems to be the failure of soft power, but ultimately isn't, because it brought about a change of a sort, it brought about a watershed in people's thinking, but perhaps the country itself is not simply ready to take on these new reins and go forth with it. And my other very quick question is NATO membership, expansion of NATO, is that soft or hard power, or is it a little bit of both?
Well, I think on your last question, it's a bit of both. The attraction of being able to join NATO is part of soft power. Obviously, being inside the alliance provides a degree of hard power. But on the basic question about what happened to the Orange Revolution, I think the personal rivalry and falling out between Tymoshenko and Yushchenko was really very sad. And it does seem to me that there are some divisions in Ukrainian society which have made the government unable to carry out some of the promise that was originally hoped for. You would know this, again, better than I, but my impression is that the current economic crisis, bad as it is helping to force these leaders to realize that they have to come together, for example, if they want help from the IMF, and that maybe in this adversity there may be a silver lining in the sense of telling them that the rivalries which have torn them apart in the past just can't continue. But maybe that's too optimistic.